with 16 seconds left. The victory bell is staying in Chapel Hill for the fourth consecutive season.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's the Adam Gold Show. That was unusually cruel. An unusually cruel return. Who's responsible? Is that a Rusty thing?
That is all Rusty.
My gosh. Does he... Dwayne Carter, Duke defensive lineman, one of the best defensive linemen in America, is joining us now on the Adam Gold Show. Do not take this out on me. I did not know that was going to happen. But what are your thoughts on Carolina week, sir? How you doing, first of all?
Yeah, you know, I'm good, man. A heck of an entrance, man. But I'm doing well, man. Obviously, it's an exciting weekend. You know, we can't wait to get after Saturday.
I bet. It's been a while. But I think since 2018, since the Blue Devils have beaten North Carolina. But that was at the end of a run where Duke was routinely beating UNC. This is one of those rivalries that is probably a lot more regional than it is national, but this matters, and you guys have a lot of unfinished business to do, take care of the rest of the way. I'm gonna ask you about some stuff that's already happened this year, but what's your focus on the last three games, starting with this one?
Yeah, you know, our whole motto here in this program is, you know, game by game, one day at a time. And that is throughout, whether it's a game, whether it's practice, whether it's a lift, like, you attack what's in front of you. So that's kind of our mindset, you know, taking day by day, becoming the best player we can be that day. And then, you know, hopefully it'll lead to Saturday and hopefully lead to a victory.
Three-time captain. Nobody has ever been captain 3 years for Duke football. Dwayne Carter is, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I've heard this phrase used a lot before this year. They're very good for Duke. And then when people watched Clemson, the game that you guys played and beat the Clemson Tigers, I think they left off the for Duke. How important was it for you guys to show that you guys were for real?
Yeah, so our thing about us, like, we focus about us. You know, expectations are external and standards are internal. And we pride ourselves on our standards and how we play day in and day out. So, of course, we see the headlines where, you know, they're good for Duke, or, you know, like, oh, maybe Duke is a Cinderella, or, you know, whatever else they want to say. But at the end of the day, we ignore the headlines. And that game was obviously about proving ourselves right more than anything, like it is each week. We're not worried about proving others wrong. We're just worried about proving ourselves right, because we know the work that we put in and how much we put into this game, and, you know, how much the program has turned around and what we are, or where we are at now, and still how much farther we have to go as well.
Dwayne Carter's joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. How much fun has this year been for you guys, though?
Honestly, it's been a blast. It's pretty cool. I think 6-3 right now. I've played a lot of primetime games. I think the coolest part for me is, you know, other people across the country, people back home, getting to see us play live and on a big stage, day in and day out. And also, you know, we're playing a good brand of football right now. We hit a cup, three-game slide, whatever it was. But that was tough. But then, you know, I think we found our way again last Thursday against Wake Forest, another good team. And, you know, it's always good when you beat somebody that's in the same state as you. So, you know, we just can't wait to get after it Saturday.
We had College game day here for the Notre Dame game. That was just a dynamite setting and a great football game. Night games against Clemson, where you're the only game in town. I mean, Duke has had tons of national showcase games. This one on the ACC network. You're getting used to playing at night now.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's funny because for half my career, there weren't any night games. So it's definitely a 180 for us. But, you know, it's pretty cool. No matter what time it is, though, we're just ready to play football whenever it is.
Dwayne Carter is joining us here for 3 years, a captain at Duke. I'm curious about this because coaches and fans and whoever, they complain about things like the transfer portal. And Duke didn't really lose anybody through the transfer portal. When you guys, everybody knew you guys were going to be good. So what was this off season like Were you nervous that some guys were going to leave? Did people come after you to see if you would be tempted to leave? If as much as you can, take me back to the summer when there are a lot of questions to answer.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, thinking back a couple of months ago, one, about the transfer portal specifically, I think our retention rate and, you know, guys wanting to come here, I think that speaks to the type of character and type of program that we have here at Duke and, you know, the type of people that we have in the building and around us. You know, Duke's a place like not many people understand until you work here or you have some type of party, because most people come here and don't want to leave because of, you know, workplace and the relationships that you build. So the environment itself is very positive in the sense of just, you know, the respect for us as players in our game, and specifically now football and the level that we play at. It's a whole different level. And then you talk about, you know, in college football in this day and age where, you know, guys getting essentially recruited to come through NIL or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's just different here. You know, obviously we had a couple transfers come in.
Yeah.
And they're grad transfers. They came in and they've been a great addition to our team. But for the most part, our team is still the same core that it was last year. And even looking back to 2022, that original season with Coach Elko, of that team, we had a couple transfers as well. But for the most part, like, the bulk of our team are guys that have been here. So I think it just speaks to the type of guys that we always had. But we were just always missing something. We couldn't put something together. And, you know, luckily we started turning around last year and continued into this year as well.
Dwayne Carter is joining us here. I think it's maybe the untold story of, you know, this season. And again, it was a lot. Most people thought you guys would be better as a team this year than last year, but we all looked at the schedule and went, "Oh my gosh, how are they going to handle this?" You guys have handled it very well. Just in, but if I mean, I think a lot of people are surprised that some of you, maybe even you specifically, didn't see an opportunity to go play for a national championship somewhere. There's a lot of schools out there that need a Dwayne Carter or a Jamian Franklin or a Jordan Waters. By the way, those guys have both been on the program before. We found out that Jordan likes to eat a lot of McDonald's. Duke must be so attractive to avoid that temptation, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Honestly, when I committed to Duke, I committed to Duke, right? I didn't commit to a coaching staff. I didn't commit to a specific coach. I committed to the school. And I think my feelings and emotions when I made that commitment have held true to this day. And I'm forever grateful that I came to this place, because I think it's right where I'm supposed to be. And you look back last year and you talk about, you know, essentially leaving and going somewhere else or for whatever reason. And it was just unfinished business left for me. And honestly, for me personally, I feel like if I were to leave as well, I wouldn't be loyal to my brothers. This is true brotherhood. Plus, I didn't really see a reason for me to leave as well, because I know we play in elite level football here. I'm going to continue to work through that day in and day out. And our goal this year was to, you know, win the ACC championship and then continue on and see where that takes us. So, you know, we just take it game by game. But honestly, I didn't feel like there was any reason for me to leave.
You mad at Riley Leonard for getting hurt? You should be mad.
Look, Riley is a competitor. I can't be mad at that kid, man. He gave us his all. He gives it all every single day, so I can't even be mad. We tease him a little bit.
What is the relationship between offense and defense? I mean, look, when Riley was there, and it's understandable that things have not gone as smoothly without Riley. He's that good. But what is the relationship between two different sides of the ball?
Yeah, so like I said, we're all friends first. So we get on this the field, the practice field, game field, scrimmage, whatever it may be. It's all competitive nature. Like, we talk a lot of trash. Like, and honestly, it starts in the locker room, especially, you know, we got a big competitive day from a scrimmage standpoint or, you know, my game, whatever it may be. Like, if we know it's a big day, it's going to be a lot of trash talking. And then it just ups our level of play, and it doesn't distract us from the game. Like, you know, a lot of times you get caught up in your emotions trying to prove something to somebody else. Like, it's just trash talking. It just ups our competitive level. So I think it's also part of the reason why we practice so hard and why we're able to maintain that practice level, because, you know, we're all friends at the end of the day, but we all want to be great football players. We want to be a great football team. So we don't set mediocrity from anybody on the team.
Before I let you go, Dwayne Carter, Duke defensive lineman, one of the best in the country, and I can't wait to watch him play Saturday night and then next week and the week after and whatever bowl game is coming up. And then on Sundays starting next year in basketball, when we talk about this rivalry, the Duke-Carolina game, there's like legendary stories about guys just kind of being friends, even though you might play for the other school, and they see each other at the barbershop and things like that. Is there any camaraderie at all for football? I've never talked about it in a football sense, but I am curious. Are you friends with any of the guys in the other color blue?
Yeah, 100%. I know specifically me and Kamari Morales are in the same fraternity. So we actually joined the same year, so we became close to that, as well as Kamon Rucker, the defensive end. We actually met at a it was an NIL summit actually in Atlanta over summer, and we stayed in touch from here and there. And there's a couple other guys on the team, but for the most part, you know, outside of ball, like, it's not like I hate you, like, right. I despise you. If I see you out, like, I'm not just going to punch you in the face. Like, it's always that competitive nature, of course, and there's definitely separation of Duke and, you know, the school down the road. But at the end of the day, like, we see him, you know, of course, it's a mutual respect thing, especially now because we just competed at a high level. And especially think about the last year, we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So, again, could have went either way. But it's just definitely a mutual respect. And, you know, I can't wait to get out to those guys on Saturday.
Hey, good luck to you on Saturday. Good luck against Drake May. I hear he's good, too. We know you are. And I appreciate your time, Dwayne. Best of luck and good health. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Dwayne Carter, Duke defensive lineman. One of the best defensive linemen in the country. There's very few mock drafts that don't have him going day one. He's a really, really good player.